USA Radio News.
The most destructive fire in California history is also the deadliest. The so-called Camp Fire north of Sacramento and the Woolsey Fire near Los Angeles are keeping more than 8,000 firefighters very busy. Butte County Sheriff Corahona on what is being done to search for people that are still unaccounted for.
We brought in search and rescue teams, cadaver dogs, a whole host of resources to start.
Maryland asked a federal judge to bar Matthew Whitaker from serving as acting attorney general, the first in what many experts are saying will be a series of court challenges to his appointment. Today, Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, was asked if he has any concerns regarding the acting AG and the Mueller probe.
It seems to me that the president's the chief executive, and the president said that he wasn't going to do that. Doesn't matter what Whitaker thinks. The president said it isn't going to be done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
There's about to be a change in the standard for a unit of measure, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's not going to change things for regular folks, but the way scientists define the exact mass of a kilogram is expected to change. There's a big meeting on Friday outside Paris where governments are expected to approve a new plan. Until now, it's been defined by a golf ball-sized metal cylinder locked in a vault in France for more than a century, which has been the one true kilogram upon which all others were based. Now they're expected to adopt the scientific formulation to define the exact mass of a kilo, the change expected to have practical applications in industries and sciences that require ultra-precise measurements of mass. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 100 points today and closed the day at 25,286. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the votes are still being counted in Florida for that recount that's going on for the gubernatorial race and Senate race. Katherine Harris was the Secretary of State in Florida during the Bush versus Gore recount. She joined Fox News to talk about some of the differences now versus back in 2000.
We're not having hanging or dangling chads this year. We've gone to a paper ballot. So clearly, voter intent might be more good if someone marked one out and marked out the name and actually voted for the next. At least they are allowing it to be a statewide recount. When I was Secretary of State, I actually petitioned the Florida Supreme Court for a statewide recount immediately following the election, and they refused. That's how it wound down to Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, as those that might determine the election for the entire state. That wasn't equal protection under the law, and that's why it was overturned at the U.S. Supreme Court. Now we are having a statewide recount. I believe the laws are sufficient.
Harris was next asked why Broward County Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes was not already fired from Scott due to the 2016 election.
The Supervisor of Elections is a constitutionally elected officer, and therefore the Secretary of State cannot remove them. Only the governor can. And so they're certainly going to be looking at this as they move forward and make sure that those same mistakes aren't repeated in this election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.